This is Dr. Ali educating history physical patient name Green GREEN Patricia PATRICIA. Date of birth 8/18/1965. Place future case Charles Village. Date of service 10/29/2023. Patient seen at the follow up visit. Sorry, patients is the initial history physical. Patient seen on tally, T-E-L-E, tally. Visit with the nurse in the room. Patient history of present illness. This history of present illness. This is history of present illness. This is 58-year-old female with history of traumatic brain injury, bipolar disorder, catatonia, pulmonary embolism, opioid abuse, and hypothyroidism. Patient was brought into the ER by EMS. Patient daughter who called the EMS because of altered mental status. Patient was given Narcan. By the EMS, his mental status started to improve. In the ER, patient was complaining of bilateral leg pain and swelling. Blood pressure was low, 90 or 60. Lab revealed hypokalemia, chest x-ray, unremarkable blood culture order. And as per CRISP and EMS report, patient has been reported to be sick and possible overdose. Patient was not using her compression stocking. While in the hospital, patient was admitted to the MICU because she was noted to have septic shock, mental status change, and hypotension. CT chest was done, that showed high cell opacity. Blood culture showed streptococcus pneumonia, bacteremia. Patient also has a COVID positive. She was given remdesivir. She was started on vasopressor and they did lumbar puncture because of change in mental status. No evidence of meningeal encephalitis based on CSF analysis. PCT images of the abdomen show stool burden, colitis, additional multiple runs of SVT responsive to electric cardioversion, adenosine, and ESMO. ESMOLOL was attempted. Patient was started on amiodarone IV. After bolus, then switched to PE amiodarone. She continued to have a fever with no improvement in her mental status. Repeat CT chest abdomen showed new inflammation of ascending transverse and multiple portion of the descending aorta. Rheumatology consulted and ruled out non-infectious cause of aortitis, A-O-R-T-H-A-S, with high ANA. ANA was 1 into ratio 2560, SCR 70 positive, complement double-stranded DNA negative. Patient also has small pericardial effusion. Cardiology consulted, no intervention advice, no sign of tamponade. Arthritis thought to be MISA. She was given IV immunoglobulin and started on steroid tapering. And patient significantly started improve. She was extubated, EXTUBAT, on September 26th, and she has been doing well. Patient was found to have right radial artery thrombus evaluated by vascular, who deemed it to be chronic with no acute intervention. Patient was stable enough to be transferred to medical floor on October the 4th. During the general guard, patient has been on daily bolus tube feeding, and she has 2 episodes of fever-like activity with the full body shaking, right gauge deviation, unresponsive. only commands. Our response to commands is to look and be a team work of us, our city head. After both efforts showed no stroke, E.G. was on a market for Caesar Barker. They were clear, and he came back to baseline. The Ravji exam. Was mounted closely. Depakul was increased to 1 gram BAD. Patient's MRI, the brain, which was inactive for acute pathology, was found to have ESBL E. coli and was started a 7-day course of Bactrim. That ended on October 22nd. Patient was mounted closely on the floor. He had a CT at the head without contrast and negative. New localized left side abdominal pain. He has accident on CT chest, CT abdomen. Grassley negative. He has a subcutaneous granuloma on CT abdomen, which associated calcification low, to which had intermittent tenderness and exam. The repeat CT chest showed improved aortitis and pericardial effusion improved after steroid. And CT showed questionable abscess right medial arm, for which soft tissue ultrasound was performed, which showed post IND seroma SERMA, which was deemed clinically stable. Left side abdominal pain, gaseous distension, and injection site nodule. Local skin care was done. Wound distance around G2, during G2 placement because of dysphagia and getting G2. And the wound, there was wound distance around G2. Peg was placed on October 1st. And open wound on the insertion side covered the dressing per wound care team. Stroma right medial forearm drained by the in the hospital. Then follow up improved. Encephalopathy secondary to COVID was other etiology. Completed course of IV immunoglobulin and prednisone. Outpatient cardiology was advised, and for pericardial effusion, she was given colchicine to be given every 48 hours. Asymptomatic borderline was monitored. HDFSVT started to improve. Occlusion of the right medial and distal artery with HDF pulmonary embolism. Chronic in nature, no surgical intervention, maintained on a pixie band. Local wound care was done. And there was a gluteal cleft area. Yes, reddened area, and the wound wash with cleaner was advised. Gluteal area, skin break. COPD, she was maintained LABA LAMA on ICS. For COPD, she was maintained on ICS, LABA LAMA, DUNF, and single layer daily hypothyroidism maintained on Synthroid. After stabilization, patient was sent to the future care charge village. Today, when I saw the patient with the nurse in the video visit, patient sitting on the bed, no sharpness, breath, no cough, no congestion. She's not answering any question properly, but she's awake, she's alert. Past medical history. Pulmonary embolism. AKI, asthma, stress, COPD, bipolar disorder, depression, essential hypertension, hypothyroidism, and bipolar disorder, pneumonia, streptococcus, pneumonia, bacteremia, intellectual development disorder, history of traumatic brain injury, test post EGD and PEG insertion October 2nd, history of cholecystectomy, history of open reduction internal fixation of the mandible in 2022. allergies, penicillin, and Haldol. Socially, the patient didn't answer any question properly. Nervous system, no headache, no dizziness, no shortness of breath, cardiac, no chest pain, no palpitation, pulmonary, no cough, GI, no arm, diarrhea, musculoskeletal, no pain, chronic skin changes, lower extremities, and endocrinopathy, urinopolydipsia, and genital urinary, no hematuria. Medications upon discharge, DNF treatment every 6 hours. Next line. Mylenta, MYLNT, Mylenta 30 ml, 3 times a day, via G-tube, Amiodarone 200 mg daily, colchicine 0.6 mg every 48 hours, pericarditis, lidocaine patch 4% daily, melatonin 5 mg at night, multivitamin daily, and includes a Lipta. 62.5 mcg inhaler, one puff daily, Depakote, mg per 5 ml, give 20 ml twice a day, Tylenol 650 Q6 hour PRN, Atorvastatin 20 mg daily, Levothyroxine 125 mcg daily, Monte Leucast 9 mg daily, Symbicort 160/4.5, 2 puff BID. Physical exam, patient awake and alert, but for not answering questions, she seems to be forgetful and disoriented, and she keeps staring. Nurse in the room, blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 77, temperature 97.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse ox 97%, body weight 154.2. Next line, respiratory patient breathing comfortable. Next line, abdomen. no distension, G-tube in place, next extremity is chronic skin changes, neuro, she is awake, but forgetful, disoriented, and does not answer any question. Assessment, patient is admitted to subacute rehab with the multiple medical problem with prolonged hospitalization, recent septic shock, secondary to pneumonia, streptococcus, bacteremia. Next line. Dysphagia status post G-tube placement. Next line. Peritonitis and pericarditis, maintained status post IV immunoglobulin, currently maintained on colchicine for pericarditis. Next line, hypotension. Next line, occlusion of the right medial and distal artery. Next line, history of pulmonary embolism. Next line, COPD. Next line, hypothyroidism. Next line, chronic anemia. Next line, unspecified psychiatric disorder. History of bipolar disorder, next line, change of mental status, next line. History of SVT, cardiac arrhythmia, currently maintained on Amiodarone. next line, change in mental status with cognitive impairments. Next line, small pericardial effusion. Next line, status post seroma with IND in the arm. Right arm medial aspect, drainage, numbness improving. Recent UTI, SBL, ESBL UTI, treated with antibiotics. Plan of care will continue all her current medications, follow-up labs, BTOT, speech therapy to follow the patient. Care plan discussed with the nurse at the bedside, who's in the bedside, and also discuss with the patient. Well, the patient is not comprehending and not understanding the her medical condition. This is the end of the education. Thank you.